This is Northwest News from KNKX. I'm Ashley Gross. When the governor ordered a statewide school closure, he said districts should provide childcare so that doctors, nurses, and first responders could still go to work. But how to pay for that care is still not sorted out. Some school districts, such as Puyallup and Bethel, are using their own staff to provide childcare. Other districts have partnered with childcare organizations to provide the service. In a few instances, districts are paying providers for that care, but that's not universal. And it's expensive for childcare providers, especially because of health requirements amid the pandemic, to have smaller groups of students with teachers. Ryan Preco is with the group Childcare Aware of Washington.
The whole free childcare thing for essential workers basically hasn't rolled out yet, hasn't been figured out yet by the governor and the legislature.
Some childcare organizations are offering the care for free right now and trying to fundraise and apply for grants to cover the cost. But one provider in the Puget Sound region said that's not sustainable. Preco says childcare organizations were already financially struggling before the coronavirus hit, and the situation is more bleak now. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.